This is the Lightning Strike. I like saying that. It's great. It's Monday, November 14th, 2005, and tonight the Tampa Bay Lightning are playing the Philadelphia Flyers, also known as the Philadelphia Flamers, and they have, like, the worst cheesesteak sandwiches. Well, actually, the cheesesteak sandwiches are pretty good, but that's all right. But anyways, tonight, we're playing the Flyers at home, and the Lightning have lost 6 games in a row, and I missed last game. I was sick again. They have this weird leak at work, like this asbestos/mold thing coming through the vents, and I was sick, and a lot of people at work were sick, and we're all complaining, and it's kind of bad. But as far as the game tonight, Marty St. Louis was hurt. He hurt his finger. I don't know what he was doing with his finger, but he hurt his finger, and I think he's just being a baby because they're looking for a scapegoat, and he doesn't want to be the scapegoat of all their problems. But anyways, they have Dingman back. They have Seabach. He's pretty cool. I like him. They put Ternaski back down. They still have Artukin, and also they moved Dmitry Afanasenkov on the first line, taking Marty St. Louis' place. And that was a good thing because as they started, you know, I could just tell right away, you know, he's going to try really hard tonight. Even though he didn't have any assists or any goals, he had a pretty good game. And starting in the first period, you know, it was a pretty good game. I don't know. I just saw, like, the Lightning. They had a little bit more step tonight, and there was, like, 20,000 people there again tonight, and I was surprised. Monday game, it's like, almost sold out. And Flamers, they get a power play, and Peter Forsberg scores, and they go up 1-0, like, right away. And I was like, all right, you know, Forsberg, he sucks, but he scored, so you got to give him some credit. And it was a pretty good goal. It was actually a deflection, but he had a good shot. And right back after that, though, like the next series, Prosville comes back, and he gets an assist from LeCavier, and it's like a great move, like right in front of the goalie. He like dives over the goalie Esch, Robert Esch, and he like dives over him, and he scores. And Prosville, he had an awesome game tonight, and I'm glad the Lightning got him back. Like, the Ducks, they didn't know what to do with him, man, because fuck the Ducks. I gotta pause this. I have to go get a drink. Okay. All right, we're back here. Prosville, he scores. So we tie up the game. It's 1-1. And Prosville has his 11th goal of the year, assist from LeCavier and Dan Boyle, which I don't admire too much. Lately, Boyle, he's been playing like shit, and he tries to be too offensive, and he needs to be more of a defensive player, and I just don't like to see him step up, and then everyone burns him coming back down the other way. But as I say that, we get a power play, and Boyle, he just rips one, and we go up 2-1. So he scores a 6th goal, and he gets an assist from Prosville and LeCavier. So basically, Cavier and Prosville both have 2 points now already in the game. So we go up 2-1. And coming back the other way, later in the period, actually this was early in the second, I believe it was the second when Boyle scored as well. It was early in the second, 32 seconds in, we had the power play. So that was second period. And right after that, like 2 minutes later at 3:13, Peter Forsberg gets a power play goal. And that was the second goal of the game. And, you know, basically, it was, I don't know, I'm glad to see Peter Forsberg playing in the East, because he was with the Avs all those years, and he went up back to his homeland in Sweden, to wherever he's from, and I think he's Jewish, but he's not really Jewish. He's a Berg, though. But anyways, he scored his second goal, so they tied up 2-2. And actually, shortly thereafter, well, about 10 minutes later, we have another power play opportunity. And Veroslav Prosper, he scores again from Brad Richards and Vincent LeCavier. So we go up 3-2 going into the third period. And other than that, I think the second period is where we really showed like a lot of poise and a lot of ambition. And we were going for those pucks in the corners. And, you know, I just saw shooting a lot from the beginning of the game. You know, I saw shooting a lot, and you gotta just shoot the puck, man. You shoot the puck, you get the rebound, because now you can't obstruct or anything like that in front of the net. You can't clear people out, so you shoot the puck, you get it to the net, and you fucking score! But, anyways, we go into the third, and we're up 3-2 going into the third. And the third period, we basically controlled the third period. As much as it's hard to say and it's hard to believe that we did that against the Philadelphia Flyers, we controlled the third period, like, totally. Like, I mean, Philly was, like, skating around. Like, they'd throw the puck against the boards and we'd intercept it and come back. And all of a sudden, Marty Seaback, he has, like, a little breakaway kicked up from Artukin and Kubina also. And Seaback has his breakaway, and he does a little deke and a backhander, and he goes over the top of Esch, and he scores his first goal of the year. Glad to see Seaback scores, because he tries really hard, man, and I see him going all the time, every time he's out there, and he never messes up. And actually, Ranger tonight, he messed up quite a bit, number 54. I saw him, like, throwing a lot of pucks away. I think if they didn't have him on the ice, we could have won probably 7-2 or something like that. But we're up 4-2. Late in the game, they pull Esch, and we end up getting an empty netter from Prosful, and the assist is from LeCavier and Sidor. So Prosful gets his hat trick, and they never show the hats in the ice, man. I remember January 1st, the year 2000, and I thought the power was going to go out, and I had tickets to see the Florida Panthers with Pavel Bure, and he scored 4 goals that day, man. And I was at that game, man, if you look back, January 1st, the year 2000, and we got the 2000 patch. We went in there, and I had a Panthers jersey at the time. I put on the Panthers jersey, and I actually sold that on eBay for, not quite a bit, like $50 or so. That was pretty cool. But, yeah, man, they need to throw more hats, man. People used to bring their hats to the games just to throw them on the frickin' ice. Now they put nets up, and you can't even get to the ice anymore. But anyways, we're up 5-2 with the empty netter, and we end up winning. So we end that streak, and we end that 5-game losing streak. We play the Washington Capitals tomorrow, and we're on OLN, which is the Outdoor Life Network. So we won't be televised on Sunshine or Fox Sports Net or any of those local stations. We get national coverage, which is great, and they have the best cameras. Like, I always watch the games on OLN, and they show, like, the best angles, and we get to hear Bill Clement and commentary from the hockey people, and it's kind of like, it reminds me of NHL Tonight, or, you know, all the old Barry Melrose stuff here, and I'm having a problem with my website here. What's going on? I'm trying to, like, get the updates. I try to refresh, and freaking nothing happens. Are you trying to access the server? The server is evil. But anyways, there's only 2 other games tonight, and I can't get the score updates from right now. I think our connection is messed up. But anyways, we won tonight. 5-2 was great. And the game I missed last week. Oh, here we go. Here's the updates. We got Minnesota at Calgary. And the Wild are winning 1-0 going into the second. Edmonton Oilers at the Avs, winning 2-1 in the second. And we have another final. The Islanders beat the Penguins, and big surprise. Actually, Pittsburgh's 5-8 and 6 now, and the Islanders are 9-9. And then we, of course, have the Tampa Bay Lightning. They're 8-9-2. We got to get to 500 again. I'm assuming a win tomorrow. We have to win tomorrow. We can't lose against the Capitals after a win like this. So the Flyers, they've only lost 4 games, 3 games coming in tonight, and we gave them their 4th loss. So they're 11-4, and we kicked their ass basically tonight. And other than Peter Forsberg, they were dead. They're dead in the water, and the Lightning are back. And that's it for the Lightning strike tonight. And see everybody tomorrow night. And thanks to Mr. Kyle from Sandog, eating his fish tacos there in San Diego. It's great. Good to hear. My friend Rob lives out there. He goes to school out there. He's doing some like mathematician stuff, static engineering, whatever. But see everybody later.
You think you're over with it? Don't want to talk about it. I'll tell you something you don't want to know.